Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We'll start with the big Batman news that came out yesterday, which was weird. So there's two Batman stories. One was what you're about to hear.
Right.
The other was Joel Schumacher died.
Yeah.
At the age of 80. Mitch Halleck, King of the Nerds, on. Good morning.
Yeah, it was a holy Bat Monday. Couldn't believe it, man. Couldn't believe it. Michael Keaton in talks to come back to play Batman in the movie.
Is he kind of old playing Batman now?
There's no way he can pull himself up the side of a building.
How old is he?
Exactly right. He has an easy lift chair now.
Michael.
The Batmobile's doing 65 miles an hour and an 85 mile an hour.
Right, the blinker's
going. The blinker's on. Right.
He's almost 70. Let's just do this.
Retired bat cap.
Let's save ourselves some time. Insert every elderly joke here.
Okay, so right. They slow the Batman theme down.
He pulls out his pepper spray and he sprays it backwards.
Right, there's a salt and pepper. Whoops.
Right.
Yeah.
Puts his cape on backwards.
The reason why is in the comic books and even on some cartoons, there was an old Bruce Wayne, an old Batman who was retired. So he couldn't do it anymore. So he has a younger protege who becomes the new Batman.
Oh, like
so
Zorro.
He would just be there. Yeah, he would be in the movie, but he wouldn't be swinging around.
In the movie, in the first movie, what's-his-face? Anthony Hopkins Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas, yes.
Passes the torch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good, right,
yeah,
Mitch?
Yeah, sword, Malaya, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm impressed right now, Ashley, beyond belief. So,
thank
you.
Right.
So well, he would pass the batarang to a younger guy.
Do we know who that is?
There's that. This all happened yesterday. I mean, they're not even going to start making this movie till next year.
All right, well, the idea is just being floated, or has Michael Keaton signed?
No, he hasn't signed anything yet. It got out yesterday like wildfire. It's like, oh, my God, because people have been asking for him to come back as Batman for like 30 years now. You know?
Right. Yeah, but now he's 30 years old.
He did Birdman, which was kind of like old Batman.
Right.
He did Birdman.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy who played Batman.
Yeah.
You know, is now older.
Can't get work.
Right. And then he was a villain in a Spider-Man movie recently.
He was the Vulture. Yeah. He likes playing winged heroes.
Paltry. He likes playing paltry.
Yeah. Yeah. And no. I mean, Michael Keaton is Batman. People want that again because the other Batman, like you mentioned a couple minutes ago, Ben Affleck. I'd go see Michael Keaton as Batman, then I'd go see another Ben Affleck Batman movie.
All you got to do is head for the stairs to get away from him.
Well, you can tell when you're a really bad Batman when they only let you do it once.
Yeah.
So Ben Affleck, George Clooney, the worst.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer wasn't twice. What am I thinking?
No, he was only one time.
Val Kilmer was in Batman Forever with Jim Carrey Bill loves so much.
Who was the guy who freaked out? That guy was like, oh, no.
Christian Bale,
yeah.
He was great.
Yeah. I liked him.
He was the best one.
Oh, no, he was good.
I agree with you.
I'm just saying he was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in what, two or three?
He was in three of them.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
All right.
And Robert Pattinson is the one that's the Twilight guy.
I'm missing one. So there was Michael Keaton in the first two.
Yep,
right. Adam West.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Michael Keaton in the first two.
Right, yep.
Then Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
George Clooney.
And then George Clooney.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
And then it goes into Christian Bale, and then it goes into Ben Affleck.
How did they go from Christian Bale to
Ben Affleck? That's poor move.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Keaton would come back as an older Batman.
But he's never going to be in the Batman suit. Right?
With a girdle.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, I know how it goes.
It's retired Batman.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You tell me, because I already know one story. Go ahead. He's a retired Batman.
I want to hear.
He's retired Batman.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He trains this. Yeah. So the city's going bananas. They need a superhero.
Right.
Batman's like, I'm too old. I'm retired.
I'm retired now,
and this kid, whatever, is like, you got to do it. Well, I'm going to teach you. Whatever. However that happens.
Yeah, he
starts teaching the kid. Right,
like and the then, Karate Kid. Yeah,
and then the kid goes off and does this stuff, and it was everything Batman feared. Like the kid gets over his head, gets screwed. Like this bad guy is so bad. Like this new Batman is like screwed, like tied upside down, hanging over a lava pit, about to be lowered in.
Yeah, right.
And then Michael Keaton's like, I have to. put on the Batman suit.
I'm Batman.
And he comes back.
He comes back.
You can't have Michael Keaton as the Batman without putting him in the Batman suit.
Right, and he arrives.
That's right. Take
am I right?
Money.
But there'll be a whole scene where like he still has the suit. He's like, I haven't worn this in 30 years.
And he arrives.
I'll never put it on again.
That's the best scene. Yeah. It takes him 20 minutes to squeeze in.
Right, right, right.
That's right.
And he arrives at 4 o'clock in the morning wearing corrective sneakers.
Alfred has to put zippers in around the belly.
Before he goes,
utility belts up around his nipples.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Is that Batman walking the mall first thing in the morning?
Right. Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
I was going to tell you the other alternate story this could be. One of the stories they did about Batman was, you know how Bruce Wayne's parents are killed and he grows up to become Batman?
Right.
Yeah. He wants to take revenge. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, in another parallel dimension, Bruce Wayne was killed. And the father lived. So the father becomes Batman. Not Bruce Wayne, but his father, Thomas Wayne, became Batman and was the superhero who was going around beating up all the criminals and all that stuff.
But
so one theory was...
That's too confusing.
Or his mom, old Batman.
One theory was Michael Keaton would play that guy, Thomas Wayne. He would be Batman, but he wasn't Bruce Wayne. He
can't
was
do that. He's already been Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he can't do that now.
It's going to mess everybody up. But it's one of the other stories. But go ahead. What were you going to say about Bruce Wayne?
No, but was I right?
About him coming back like that?
Yeah, my scenario.
To rescue the new Batman.
The show is called Batman Beyond. It was a cartoon that was in the 90s, and that was a story that there was this young kid who found the Wayne Manor. And
no, but what I just said, the kid gets into trouble. And
I would see that. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody would love that.
No,
I'd
go
see right now.
You won't give it away.
my head smashing against the mic.
My clown?
No, but did that happen, Mitch? Is that what happens?
No, in the Batman Beyond comic book and the cartoon show, there's young kid named Terry McGinnis becomes Batman. He gets in trouble, but Bruce Wayne only gives him advice. He never really comes back in the costume. But there's another story.
He's got to come back.
The Dark Knight.
Right. You can't go to Batman and see Michael Keaton's Batman again. Then he never gets in the costume.
Doesn't a retired Batman have a white belt and white shoes? Living in like Boca Raton? Yeah.
The Batman's story you're talking about.
It's not good, fellas.
His golf cart is a Batmobile-like replica. Big Batman news yesterday.
Huge. Got music and everything.
Michael Keaton may return as Batman.
He remembers.
And Joel Schumacher died. He directed 2 Batman movies. Mitch Halleck, King of the Nerds, on the show now. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
We were just talking about Batman retired in Florida.
Yep.
To duty.
Yeah. Boca Batman, yes. Right. The Batcave now has one eye, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
The early bat special. He has to be home by 5.
Exactly. Time for Matlock. Yep. Yep.
Yes. So Michael Keaton.
The bat signal goes off. He's been sleeping for hours. Right? He sleeps right through it.
Yeah. Doesn't go off. Well, I was trying to say there was a story that came out in the 80s. It was one of the biggest Batman stories ever written, drawn, whatever you want to call it. It was called The Dark Knight Returns. And it was this situation that Batman is an old man. And he just, you know that movie Falling Down that AJ was talking about?
Yeah.
It was that story. He can't take it anymore. He just goes home. He watches the news. Robin died years ago. He's retired.
Robin.
He's living in.
He's Robin in the, should the, never the, have the, been a part of this movie series.
Yeah, Cat got him.
Ugh.
Yeah. And he loses it. Literally, they show him watching the news. He's got a drink in his hand. The crime's out of control. Nothing can be done. The government's helpless. And you just see the lightning flashing and the drink drops to the ground. And then the next thing you know, the cops are out there and they see a car go whizzing by him. They go, nah, that couldn't be what I think it was. And sure enough, old Batman comes out of retirement to clean up the streets because he's just had enough
like
of
chitty,
it.
Chitty bang bang?
Yeah.
It's been in the garage for a while.
Yeah, it's an old car.
Yeah. It's blowing smoke.
But it's got a bunch of stickers on it. This car climbed Mount Washington and stuff like that. Yeah, right.
But I break for tag sales, all that stuff.
Exactly.
The
right.
problem is that everybody, the people start to love him now. because he's like this vigilante who's taking the streets back, and the government hates him. So he becomes like public enemy number one, and the president sends in Superman to kill him.
Oh,
that to was kill the story. Him?
It was a
to
really good.
So the government likes Superman, but not Batman?
Apparently so, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Superman is like the president's puppet. He just does whatever he says. He uses him for, you know, press opportunities.
Superhero versus superhero.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I've always said Batman wins that fight.
You think? I think
every single day. I mean, unless Batman has kryptonite,
he does.
Superman wins that fight.
That's exactly what happened. Well, he had the Green Arrow, who only had one arm now because Superman ripped it off. And he had an arrow made of kryptonite. And
how do you fire an arrow with one arm?
Not easy. You got your teeth.
With his teeth.
Or his toes.
No,
you could be that guy from Dumbass News last week.
Bat toes,
fired the arrow into his chest.
Yeah.
Right.
Like
he's trying to pull the string with his foot.
Right.
Doink. Doink.
Runway. At the end of the story, Superman killed Batman. That's how that one ended. It was a real downer. But Batman really didn't die. He faked it.
If you're Superman, you grab Batman, you fly him up to, like, right at the edge of the atmosphere and drop him.
Fly, Batman.
Okay, fly, Bat.
Pretty much. Yeah, now what are you going to do?
Flapping something
crazy. And then there's just this big black oil smudge.
Yep. It was like a bug in the windshield.
Like on Fifth Avenue in New York.
That's it.
Movie didn't last that long. Superman versus Batman.
Gotcha.
2 seconds.
Right.
Right.
Would
That'd have been be funny.
But anyway.
Laser eyes. And
boom.
Movie.
Yeah. Done.
Or just one good punch. And you see this bat silhouette through like three walls.
Oh, that would be funny. The laser eyes to the crotch.
Right.
Ah.
Credits. Right. The bat
Anyway, we'll have to see what happens when Michael Keaton comes back in about 2 years. This is
2 years?
To come out.
I swear to God, he better put that suit on.
Yeah, now.
Like, you can't have that.
He better start training now.
Movie.
The bat bulge.
Yeah.
It's going to come out the same year as Indiana Jones 5 comes out.
Oh, my God.
They're still doing those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Harrison Ford will be 78, I think, or 80 when it comes out.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. Indiana Jones in the full fridge.
It's going to be some summer, I'll tell you that.
Wow. Shakes.
22.
Why is it always got to be like shakes?
He's being chased by a Subaru that he forgot to leave in gear.
Right. 1989, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade's out, and then Batman came out. That's when they were both in their prime.
Oh, wow.
And now it's 2022, and they're all back 32 years later.
Yeah,
that's
Hollywood's out of ideas and action heroes, apparently.
Right, the golden superheroes.
Mitch Halleck, King of the Nerds on Terrificon, Terrificon and GamerCon. I almost said the other con. Joel Schumacher died yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
At the age of 80.
Mm.
Did you meet him?
No, I never met Joel Schumacher. He did the Batman movies in the 90s. He was not doing any superhero movies after that Batman and Robin picture. But you know what's sad? Variety reports his death as director of the Batman movies. That dude had a lot of great movies under his belt besides two Batman movies that people weren't fond of.
The Lost Boys were awesome.
The Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, A Time to Kill.
Hold on. Let's talk about the Lost Boys for a second.
Yeah,
think about who was in that.
Movie.
I know.
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland.
Everybody before they were a name.
The two Corys were in there.
Corey
and Corey Feldman.
Right. Then, what's his face? Wasn't Tom Cruise in there?
I don't know. I don't think Cruise was
there.
Who am I
Tom
thinking
Cruise
of?
There.
Well, there was
Tom Cruise and Patrick Swayze.
Interview with a Vampire.
Patrick Swayze.
You're thinking of Interview with a Vampire.
No, there's a movie with Tom Cruise and Patrick Swayze.
Hmm.
When they were just kids.
Oh, was it Red Dawn?
No. All right, never mind. Know.
Whatever.
Well, no, Red Dawn does have Patrick Swayze, but not Tom Cruise. No.
Okay. Mm. I remember
all the right moves.
So the Lost
Kiefer
Boys.
Did Flatliners, which
Flatliners.
Was Kiefer Sutherland.
Right.
Flatliners.
With Julia Roberts.
That's another
Elmo's
incredible
Fire.
Cast.
Wow, Flatliners never came up in all the stories.
I wonder why.
About Joel Schumacher dying.
Yeah, and then make St. Elmo's Fire. He created the Brat Pack. Remember those?
Yeah.
Mm. Judd Nelson, that whole group there. Jimmy Moore and all that.
Yep.
I don't think I ever saw that movie.
I have it. No, not my type of movie, no.
Emilio Estevez.
No.
The marketing was
McConaughey.
What's that?
I said he did A Time to Kill with Matthew McConaughey, which is a great movie. When he's a lawyer down south.
Right.
And Sam Jackson's on trial for murder.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, To Kill a Mockingbird all over again.
Right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Hey, man, Car Wash. You remember the movie Car Wash? He wrote the screenplay to that.
When you got Richard Pryor and George Carlin in a movie.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong?
But Carlin had such a bit part in it. He was only a cab driver, you know? Mm. Looking for that lady. Have you seen a black lady with a blonde wig? Yeah, trying to find the boy who stiffed him out of his tip. Yeah.
But you see the poster now, you would think he's like co-starring in it.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Right.
All right, Mitch.
Yeah, they made a real creepy movie called 8mm. I don't know if you ever saw that. About snuff movies. That was disturbing.
Really?
Oh. Hmm. Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Ron from Lyme.
Yeah. You're thinking of The Outsiders.
That's it.
Outsiders, right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Tons of stars in here.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Yeah, great movie.
See Thomas Howell in there. Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, I have the list. Oh. See Thomas Howell.
Rob Lowe, yeah, everybody.
Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Matt Dillon, Tom Cruise, Patrick Swayze, Ralph Macchio, Diane Lane, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Like on paper, that should be The Godfather. It's not that good.
No.
But it's good.
Now, I remember him dying.
Did you see it?
I saw Pony Boy dying going, take care of so-and-so.
That's right.
That epic performance.
It wasn't Francis Ford Coppola's best work.
No, it was not. Right. Even Francis Ford Coppola.
But you
got to
learn
that
somewhere.
Exactly. Right,
right.
Yeah. You got to dip your toe in the water somewhere.
Yeah. So, all right, Ron. Thank you.
Yeah, they were like the greasers. The head of like the rich boy gang was Leif Garrett.
That's right.
And at every like so-called heartthrob, they threw them all into one movie.
Like heartthrob.
You would think, but this is when Leif Garrett started like going bald. He didn't have the long Peter Frampton flowing hair anymore. His hair was kind of shorter, and he was like kind of like he's like his real dick. And wasn't it he who got killed? I think Pony Boy stabbed him in a fight. It was almost like Romeo and Juliet. They had a fight. He got stabbed.
Right.
And then he was hiding away in some barn or something like that. They had him hiding away because he killed somebody. And then some place went on fire and he rescued some little girl. He ended up getting burned, rescuing the little girl. And at the end goes, and make sure you take care of so-and-so. Yeah.
I like when you don't care about the words.
Yeah. Well, I didn't memorize it,
Yeah.
I saw it once.
I saw it once within the last few years for the first time.
Yeah, I saw it way back. I want to say back in the 90s sometime.
Hmm.
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
Yeah, they were the greasers, and they're rivals with the rich guys. They had, like, BMWs and stuff like that. And I think Patrick Swayze had a clapped-out 55 Chevy or something like that.
He was amazing.
Thank you. Anyway.
I'm a fan.
He was amazing.
Who do you think knows less about Batman?
Oh.
Ashley or AJ?
Oh, me.
No.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I'll take that loss.
I'm not big on Batman, but I'll give it a shot.
Is that a win?
I'm not sure. I mean, I do know some stuff, mostly from the TV show, but.
Oh, man. If that's your reference.
I ever saw the TV show.
Right. Did you ever see a Batman movie?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the TV show?
Basically, it was very camp. You had various stars of the time were the supervillains. You had Burgess Meredith as the Penguin. You had Victor Bono as King Tut. Cesar Romero was not the Riddler.
Wasn't he Joker?
Joker, right. And then, Riddler was Frank Gorshin.
Right.
And you had... Vincent Price was Egghead. Eggs. Yeah. And you had Shane. I remember that one guy, Shane, who I don't know who the guy actor was, but the only time that like one of them actually got shot, he actually shot Robin in the heel. But luckily, some Bat-cillin made him better.
Bat-cillin.
Mm-hmm. Like he gets shot, he gets in the car, getting the Bat car, Batmobile, and everything. And next thing you know, they're in the Bat cave, and he's like jogging. He's like, "Yep, I thought a little Bat-cillin and some exercise will take care of you, bud." Yeah. But of course, you had Alfred the butler.
Bat-cillin now gives you coronavirus.
Exactly right. Yeah. Avoid the Bat-cillin.
Yeah, no Bat-cillin.
Yeah. I remember the guy when he shot him, he goes, "I plugged the boy wonder."
Really?
Yep. And who was it? The guy with the piano that they almost got killed. Like the on, he was like the on a thing where they punched out music notes, and
right.
They did that to make it go through the screen. Yeah,
that's right. How did that work? Ashley looks confused.
They were both tied to a conveyor belt, and they had to go through this machine that like punches out music notes. I guess for like music box.
Right. They were going to get punched. Like holes were going to get punched in them.
Right. And right before they go in, Batman goes.
It's like a giant piano.
I've got a plan. Copy everything that I say. Goes beep, bop, bop, beep, bop, bop. And Robin didn't do that.
Right.
And somehow they went through because apparently by saying those particular notes.
The keys went in an order.
Around them.
Around them.
Around them and not through them. Yeah.
You have it, Phil?
Wait a minute. A minute's too long. My toes are almost in the puncher. Robin, with every ounce of breath
that's
left
why,
in you.
That's why AJ remembers this scene.
No.
Robin's toes were almost in the puncher.
Yeah, guess again.
AJ's like, ooh, I might get to see Robin's toes.
Dudes, no. Chicks, yes.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Geez.
Along with me. Sing what? Don't ask questions, Robin. Sing each note precisely as I do. When I sing, you sing. Ready, Robin? Sing. Beep, bobo, beep, 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 beep,
They he should have been Swiss cheese.
It is not precisely.
They should have been Swiss cheese.
At all. He's
doing.
Yep.
Not even close.
Nope. Not even close.
Nope. They should have been bat ribbons.
Did you know the Batman was originally the Shadow? I do know that. Like, remember the Shadow?
The Shadow
evolved
into
Batman.
My dad used to listen to that show on the radio.
Yeah, the radio. Yeah.
I don't know if.
Oh, my God. We almost have to get Mitch back on.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
Mitch, I did a report project on this.
I don't know about the Shadow becoming Batman.
Yes. The Shadow evolved and became Batman, and then Batman became cooler.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, it's Chaz from Long Island.
Hey, yo. Chaz.
Listen, my dad's a big Batman fan. Now, he calls it the original Batman, right?
Yep.
Now, I thought the Batman you guys are referring to is the original Batman, but there is an original Batman that has like two or three seasons. It's like, I think 30 episodes that was in like the 50s, like before the 60s one.
Oh,
and
before
it's even cornier than the regular Batman.
Wow.
Really?
Seymour Camp.
That seems impossible.
Oh. Seriously.
You know?
Maybe I'll try to like take a little video of it next time and post it on AJ's little morning thing or whatever. Yeah.
Does anybody know? I guess we can get Mitch Halleck on the phone.
What's that?
If Ashley's right. Did the Shadow evolve into Batman?
I'm right. I did a report on this.
My dad was a big fan of the Shadow. I never recall him talking about how the Shadow became Batman.
It was all the Shadow was written by Walter B. Gibson, and he was pumping out like just an incredible amount of comics a day. He would write for like 14 hours a day, and then it was a comic, and then it became a radio show, and then the Batman, because he was always hiding in the shadows, right? Kind of like the Batman, and then that evolved.
Is it Batman or the Batman?
Good question.
It's Batman.
Oh, I thought you did a report on it.
Yeah. Well, it was the Shadow.
Hold on. Mitch?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. The conversation went a different direction after you got off. And Ashley says Batman evolved from the Shadow.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah. Woohoo!
I never knew.
She's correct. Yeah, Bob Kane, the guy who played Batman, stole the basically first issue of Batman from the Shadow. Yeah, the whole idea of it.
Right.
I thought the Shadow was a dude who lived in the shadows.
Yeah, like a private.
He was kind of like a vigilante, sort of, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The Shadow is a vigilante in the 30s who fought crime, and the guy said, "Hey, we could do the same thing, but we'll make him a bat."
Right.
And that's what happened.
Also, the character didn't evolve into the other character. It was
that
was stolen.
Two separate things. Yeah, but it's basically the same story. You got a rich millionaire guy who fights crime at night as a creature of the night. Yeah, it's the same thing. But no, they're two different characters.
I remember, I don't know why, but I remember the opening theme to The Shadow. Who knows
what evil lurks. Ooh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I got excited. In the hearts of men.
Go ahead.
That's all I know.
Orson Welles, man.
You missed the best part.
There's more?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You wrote a report on it?
Well, that was the big quote.
F minus.
The shadow knows, right? That's it.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Then I laugh.
Yeah. By the way, tell AJ it was Cliff Robertson who played the cowboy.
That was
Shane.
It. I knew it was like one of the like Western type actors. I just couldn't think of who it was.
Mm. Yeah, I was screaming at the radio like, God, no, it's Cliff Robertson.
Sorry if I forgot Cliff Robertson.
The scarier thing is there was a dude in a pickup truck next to me with his window down listening to you guys, and I'm screaming at the radio, and he's like, they're great, aren't they? I'm like, I was just on there. And he's like, yeah, right.
Oh, here it is.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Blue Pole presents The Shadow, a man of mystery who strikes terror in the very souls of sharpsters, lawbreakers, and criminals.
Mash, hey, ma, ma, ma.
Ma.
That was
ma, ma, ma.
So cool.
I love that.
That was my dad's show when listening growing up.
I love when people talk like this.
Have
back in the old days.
Yeah. Holy one, hand on my ass. Hey,
man.
Ma, ma.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who knows what it lurks in the hearts of men?
I'm going to call Mabel the Grosses.
See, the Alec Baldwin movie wasn't so hot, but still.
Oh, yeah, forget about that.
Which one was
he did a shadow movie?
Shadow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he was still young and skinny.
It was his career.
Looking, yeah.
Yep.
What were the worst superhero movies?
Oh.
The
Ben Affleck screwed another one up, right?
Right.
He was, what was he?
Oh, he was Daredevil.
That's
Daredevil.
It.
Yeah. That's how I met Jennifer Garner. I think they're both in the same movie.
Oh,
yeah,
right?
they met on that set. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They even tried to set that up where she was going to do a whole separate movie, Elektra, which was somehow worse than Daredevil.
You want a really
You
want a really bad superhero. Shaquille O'Neal as, what was it, Steel,
yes.
He's the dumbest one ever.
Did you see it?
Yeah, at some point, I had to dump out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal was like the Kiss of the NBA world. He did everything.
Yeah. Yeah, his suit was made out of like a junkyard. Like it's like Fat Albert and Cosby Kiss meets Superhero Land.
Really?
And he had this steel outfit and a couple of times.
John Henry.
It messed up on him and stuff like that, didn't it? He had a couple of like boo-boos.
Yes, it did. It was like the greatest American hero if it was made out of junk metal. Yeah.
Was the Punisher, did that evolve from like the Shadow in Batman 2? Because it's kind of the same thing. He's a vigilante. He doesn't really have any.
No, the Punisher came out of the Charles Bronson Death Wish movies in the 70s. It was about this Vietnam vet who comes home and his family's killed by the mob. Accidentally, there was a big gang war and they got shot.
I love that nuts. Netflix series. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, but there's a lot of bad Punisher movies, too, with Dolph Lundgren from the Rocky movie. That's one of the worst movies ever.
That's called Punishment, actually.
Yeah. All right, Mitch. Thank you, brother.